There's a shortage of workers in skilled trades as the nation's carpenters, electricians, and plumbers get older. And right now, there aren't enough young people interested in replacing them. Meanwhile, homelessness continues to be an issue with inflation and housing costs on the rise. KLCC's Brian Bull tells us how one community college in Eugene, Oregon, is trying to improve both problems.
With every nail hammered, every board cut, and every hinge drilled into place, over 100 high schoolers from across 15 districts are learning a trade while helping those in need.
This is going on in every high school in Lane County.
Inside a large workshop space at Lane Community College, Lee Kanowski guides me past students wearing hard hats, safety glasses, and gloves. The air is filled with sawdust and chatter.
This is the shelter right here. As you can see, it's an 8x12 shelter. Inside, there'll be a bed, a desk, and a closet.
Kanowski is an instructor for the program. His eyes betray the smile his bushy mustache covers as he describes how the teens will earn a certificate for apprenticeships and get high-wage jobs after they leave school.
This is one of those perfect projects where we get to teach kids construction skills, we're doing the community some service. It just checks all the boxes.
Teams will spend weeks building shelters for two sites providing transitional housing for unhoused people. Paul Ray is a full-time faculty member in the college's construction department. He says the program offers a twofold benefit for the Eugene community.
The homeless situation has provided an opportunity for us to train on those buildings, but the industry needs qualified folks. They need good workers, and they're desperate for them.
U.S. Census data shows 24% of construction workers are 55 or older. With many builders and craftsmen aging out of the workforce, this leaves a sizable gap for employers who are having a tough time filling those positions. That puts students Colt Arcianega and Morgan Collins in a good place as they plan their future.
I got involved because it's really good work and the trades never die. Hope to work in construction jobs just anywhere I'm needed.
I get the really cool experience of getting to use all these cool tools and to know that what I'm building will actually be able to go back to the community and be something that people will use and benefit from. It just makes me feel really good and it keeps me coming here every day.
On the opposite side of Eugene, a forklift lowers a shelter from the Constructing a Brighter Future program onto a stack of cinder blocks at Everyone Village, a transitional housing site. Nearby, resident Kevin Martin is happily exploring his shelter. He's waited nearly 8 months for his, but says it was worth it.
I was out on the streets of Eugene for about 4 years in a van and 1 year in my car. And the dangers of people on drugs and people with guns and knives and things like that, it gets scary.
Martin's already laid out a rug, and he'll move other items, including a kitchen table, into the snug but secure space. He has this to say to everyone who built his new home.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Makes me feel extremely loved and happier.
Altogether, students have built or nearly finished 16 shelters. With each costing up to $7,000 to build, organizers are hoping for more funding as they prepare to launch a second year of the program. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene, Oregon.